Now turn to part four.
You will hear a man and a woman talking about cleaning things. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part four.
Now, our speaker today is an expert on cleaning. Many of you will remember Karen Peters from her extremely popular series on television 3 years ago. She's now over from the States again, this time as a visiting lecturer at Bar Hill University. And she's here today to deal with some of the questions that listeners have posted on our website for her. We're very high tech today. We can take further questions or comments during the programme, either on our website or by texting or faxing us. So, Karen, over to you.
Thank you. Well, I've had lots of interesting questions on all sorts of things, from how to clean a waterbed to making your oven spotless, from getting rid of rust to polishing windows. But I wanted to start today actually not with one of your questions, but with a problem that's just come up in the studio. The delightful presenter who has just introduced me with such kind words has just spilled his cup of coffee on his beautiful cream shirt. He was enjoying a very nice cup of Italian espresso coffee, nice and strong with just no sugar, so it's a pity he spilt it. But it's lucky that he didn't have any milk in it because that makes the stain much easier to remove. Probably all we'll need to do is to add some cool water and then blot it up as quickly as possible. Do this again several times, adding more cold water if necessary. If it fails to come out, then try again, this time adding a little detergent containing a couple of drops of white vinegar. If that fails too, then try some hydrogen peroxide as a very last resort. Although you want the garment to dry in between trying these different products, don't use the tumble dryer for this, as it may mean that it'll then be impossible to remove the mark. Be absolutely certain you've got rid of everything first. So, let's move on then to an interesting query sent to me by a couple of listeners. They asked me whether it is true that lemon juice is just as good as any commercial cleaning product. It most certainly is. And it's a lot less expensive, too. If you don't have any in the house, I'd go and buy some now. But be careful if you buy the bottled stuff that it hasn't got any sugar in it at all. That reduces its efficiency considerably. So, what can you use lemon juice for? Well, traditionally, it was used for removing coffee stains, but I don't think it's the best answer. We've already talked about what I recommend there. It can be invaluable for dealing with a wine stain in a hurry. The only thing that I would warn against is using it on metal. It can tarnish metal if it is left in contact for too long. So now let's think about some other useful household...
Now, our speaker today is an expert on cleaning. Many of you will remember Karen Peters from her extremely popular series on television 3 years ago. She's now over from the States again, this time as a visiting lecturer at Bar Hill University. And she's here today to deal with some of the questions that listeners have posted on our website for her. We're very high tech today. We can take further questions or comments during the programme, either on our website or by texting or faxing us. So, Karen, over to you.
Thank you. Well, I've had lots of interesting questions on all sorts of things, from how to clean a waterbed to making your oven spotless, from getting rid of rust to polishing windows. But I wanted to start today actually not with one of your questions, but with a problem that's just come up in the studio. The delightful presenter who has just introduced me with such kind words has just spilled his cup of coffee on his beautiful cream shirt. He was enjoying a very nice cup of Italian espresso coffee, nice and strong with just no sugar, so it's a pity he spilt it. But it's lucky that he didn't have any milk in it, because that makes the stain much easier to remove. Probably all we'll need to do is to add some cool water and then blot it up as quickly as possible. Do this again several times, adding more cold water if necessary. If it fails to come out, then try again, this time adding a little detergent containing a couple of drops of white vinegar. If that fails too, then try some hydrogen peroxide as a very last resort. Although you want the garment to dry in between trying these different products, don't use the tumble dryer for this, as it may mean that it'll then be impossible to remove the mark. Be absolutely certain you've got rid of everything first. So, let's move on then to an interesting query sent to me by a couple of listeners. They asked me whether it is true that lemon juice is just as good as any commercial cleaning product. It most certainly is. And it's a lot less expensive, too. If you don't have any in the house, I'd go and buy some now. But be careful if you buy the bottled stuff that it hasn't got any sugar in it at all. That reduces its efficiency considerably. So what can you use lemon juice for? Well, traditionally, it was used for removing coffee stains, but I don't think it's the best answer. We've already talked about what I recommend there. It can be invaluable for dealing with a wine stain in a hurry. The only thing that I would warn against is using it on metal. It can tarnish metal if it is left in contact for too long. So now let's think about some other useful household...
That is the end of part 4.